Okay.
Yeah, let's do an official intro.
Official.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready? And welcome back to We Stay Late.
Welcome back to We Stay Late. Get a
little voice with us today.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to
We Stay Late.
Sam, you want to do our intro for us?
Welcome back to We Stay Late.
That's actually the description on the podcast.
That's what's this podcast about?
Okay.
That's about it.
That's about right.
We have a little sponsor today
that
we have to read.
What?
Oh boy, it's our first sponsor ever.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're
jumping on.
Who is it? Wow. Who is it?
Hello.
Hello. Fresh.
Hello,
hey.
Fresh.
Hi, Fresh.
Hello, Fresh.
All right.
In case anybody doesn't know, we are on the same podcast. What is it? Like a
network?
Audio Boom.
Audio Boom.
We put the boom in audio.
Is that their slogan?
Mm-hmm.
We got a little HelloFresh sponsorship, so we gotta take a couple.
If you want some grunge,
if you want a little bit of grunge, you can get some HelloFresh. Luis, do you want to do us the honors to start out?
Oops. Here we go, everybody. HelloFresh. Did you guys know HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking more fun?
Wow.
So you can focus on the whole experience, not a little bit, but the entire shebang experience, and not just the final plate. Oh, that's what it says. Now listen. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions.
And they are delicious.
They're extremely delicious.
It is very tasty.
To take around, 30 minutes for everyone from novices. So if you're if you're a dumb little boy who doesn't know how to cook, that's okay. To seasoned home cook shorts.
Wait.
I just had a stroke, everybody. From novices to seasoned home cooks short on time.
Ooh.
Anyone else want
to? Yeah, HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed, so there's no food waste, which is awesome because we usually buy like a bunch of shit. Like we buy a bunch of stuff at the grocery store.
I was trying to hold my breath through the ad read.
We buy a bunch of stuff for the meal, whatever we're making, and then like all the rest of it goes to waste.
Oh yeah,
and
it just
rots in the fridge. And I
buy too much food, and then it's all in the
and
dumpster.
It all goes to the dumpster. They deliver food to your doorstep in a recyclable, insulated box for free. Ooh, we got a little cheers there.
I did enjoy the box. I like
the box is so cool. Have you guys gotten HelloFresh before?
Once.
Yes. So it has like a whole ice pack that they pack in the bottom, and I was not expecting that.
I made a chicken dish from them. It was a salad with potatoes, and you homemade the dressing, and it was a breaded chicken.
Yum.
Breast, and I enjoyed it. Yeah, a little breast.
We had the turkey burgers with cranberry sauce.
Mm-hmm. And we had some tacos.
And we had some tacos and some beef stir fry.
And the beef stir fry was my favorite.
That sounds like
three.
It would have been real good nummies right now.
It was
sounds
real
like
good
we
nummies.
We have some nummies.
That's what we got to do. We got to cook them
and then bring
and
them
then
here.
Set them out on the table.
Oh my God, that'd be so good.
So would it be still grunch or would it be, we need a new word?
Ooh. Grinner. We talked about this.
Grinner. Well, okay, so here's the thing is I'm like super picky. Like I'm really picky as an eater. And so when we got the stuff, I was like, well, I'm going to try it because I have to try it. And I tried it and I absolutely, like I was like, we have to make this all the time because I never had a turkey burger. And we got turkey burgers.
Yeah, it's true. I never had a turkey burger.
And I loved the turkey burger. It was amazing. So
if you've never tried food before.
And I had cranberry sauce on.
Get HelloFresh.
Never had food before. Okay, for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter WSL30. That's WSL30, and you can get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, and you'll help us out a little bit.
Look, Spencer is spending
tasty.
A lot of money on these mics.
I did.
On this equipment, and we need to get his money back. So go to HelloFresh and use offer code WSL30. That's right?
Yeah, that's
DJ,
right.
DJ, you want to do the way we read the our URLs?
I love this.
yeah, let's
I love this crossover.
www.hellofresh.com. The code.
I love it.
WSL30.
Amazing. Well, welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to the podcast.
You
guys, this is your second time here.
Yes.
We're
so
excited. How have you guys been? How are things going?
I'm sweaty.
Ooh, me too.
I'm sweaty
too. It's a
little
warm in this room.
Warm now, yeah.
Do you think they turned off the air?
They definitely turn off the AC at 6.
I like
I'm
it.
I'm comfortable.
And there's too many bodies in this room now.
And we didn't have video last time you guys were here.
No, what?
Yay!
We fit all of us on the screen somehow.
I'm not going to improve my posture. I'm going to sit like this, and you're going to see me drinking beer.
Ooh, a little bit of beer.
A little bit of beer.
Beer.
So we brought you guys back, one, because we love you.
Thank you.
But two, because we had a summer box office movie wager
yes.
that we did last time you were here.
That
I have the results.
Oh, good. Now you have...
I have everything.
Good.
Thank goodness.
Because I don't remember what I did.
Didn't write it down.
I wrote it down. And I'm going to go and sell everyone's movie pick.
Hopefully it is on there. Hopefully I put it on there. Because if I didn't, I'm going to regret it.
Yep.
Well, it... Did it come after Labor Day weekend?
It was not qualified.
Yeah, because it just came out.
Thank God.
So do not worry. I haven't seen it.
It's fine.
It's DJ's crazy.
You know what I
it's
hate?
It's real good. It's
I'm really excited.
Slogan,
I want to see it.
You'll float
I
too.
I will not see
oh,
it.
Trust
we
me.
Talked about this.
We
yeah, you didn't like that slogan.
I don't like that slogan.
Tell us
right.
why.
Like, am I floating like a balloon? Because he's holding a balloon?
It pertains.
You'll get it. And when you get it, you're like, oh, that's
but
actually really cool.
The slogan is supposed to pull me in to watch the movie. It's not like an afterthought.
Assume,
like, oh,
guess
now
what?
I've
now
the
they
movie.
Don't need you.
Well, that slogan.
Because that's the thing. They assume everybody who's going to go watch it has, like, read the book.
Well, no, don't read the book, by the way.
Here's my idea for it. The slogan
the
is meant
don't
to get the fans the of the miniseries and the book in, and everybody else just needs to see the creepy clown. Eating kids, and then you're like, okay, I'm in. That's pretty cool.
Has anybody in here read the book?
I read the book in high school.
No.
Do you like the book?
I mean, it was an experience.
There's a
That's
part near
answer.
The end of the book that baffles me that it...
Is it the child orgy scene? Yeah.
It shocks me that it exists, and it shocks me even more that I hadn't heard about it till after I saw the movie and I started reading the summary
How
of the
that
book.
Isn't a big part of just pop culture knowledge.
Yeah,
like, yeah
how
we know about
we...
the shape-shifting clown.
Listen.
Why don't we know about this child orgy that
yeah.
happens?
Mm.
That's pivotal. That yeah. is
in,
important.
Yeah. In the book, in context, it's like very shocking, but it makes sense.
Mm-mm. Don't say that.
No.
But it.
Don't
but
say
in,
that. Don't
but
say
in
that.
Context, you're like, this is awful. But it, yeah, it, the way it plays out is not just gratuitous for no reason. So, but that's
yeah.
I'm
not
learned
buying it.
That that book is longer than the first Game of Thrones
it is?
Book.
Yeah.
Because I was looking at the Audible, and I was going to check it out.
That's
33
listen.
Hours is the first book. It is 36 hours.
Listen.
It's so long.
Listen, Luis, at a certain point.
At a certain point.
You don't need an editor. They just let you put your book out.
No.
They stop checking it. They stop
don't care
like,
anymore.
Hey, maybe cut the orgy part.
I'm
maybe
no one even got that far.
Yeah, maybe you're a good 200 to 300 pages too long, and you should just
snip it out.
Snip, do a little snip.
George R. R. Martin is definitely at that level because I think the last one was over 1,200 words. 1,200 pages, excuse me. 1,200
words.
That's a breeze.
That's a little too much
for me.
It's
a little college essay. 1,200 words.
200 words, too much.
His last book was split. Like, books 4 and 5 were originally one book. And then I think his editors were like, stop.
And now they stop.
Hey,
now,
hey, you.
And now
stop.
They don't say that anymore.
And no, and they don't say that, and someone needs to tell him that. I used to be very staunch, like a staunch supportive, like, leave him write when he'll take his time, and now I'm completely on the other side of it, like, fucking finish your book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's your only job.
All right, 5,000 fans,
Although
let's
I
get it.
I would say, if I were the showrunner of Game of Thrones, I would say, listen, motherfucker, can I curse on this show?
Yes.
Yes.
I already did.
Fuck yeah.
Listen, Georgie. you're not finishing the books before the show ends. You're writing the last episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh.
You just have him write the last episode of Game of
Thrones. No, that would just piss me off even more. I'd be like,
wait, why?
Because they just you're just writing your ending. You're not like all this time, all these details. It's not even like your story. It's not your ending.
Star. He's not going to finish the books.
He's not going to finish the books. He's not going to finish the books, and I'm forever sad about it.
Because everybody complaining that it's like, I can't believe they did this stuff. It's like they don't know how to like end it. It's like, well, guess what? George R. R. Martin doesn't know how to end it.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't know how he's going to tie everything
because
together.
Because there's only 2 more books he had
Honestly,
left, right?
Yeah.
Not a goddamn clue.
I gave him leeway until he had some interview with like a bunch of other authors. I think Stephen King was one of them, like on this panel.
Stephen King knows how to finish a book.
And he was talking, like writer's block came up and essentially, he was just like, you know how like some days you just don't feel like writing, you just can't do it, and all the other writers just looked at him like, excuse you?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You write, you get it done.
Yeah, get writer's
like that
block,
was the look,
fine.
And he was just like, sometimes you just don't feel like he's like every other artist in the beginning who does it for fun and doesn't do it because they have.
He doesn't.
He
also has like a word processor from the 80s.
Yeah, so it's just
no wonder it takes so goddamn long.
So just hearing that,
yeah,
without like. Nah. Oh, I have depression or something. I'll give leeway to that. But, like,
yeah.
Write your fucking book.
Hey, guys, the pressure isn't real. Didn't you hear that one boxer that somebody really needs to talk to?
Yeah.
He went on that long rant. It's like, is he boxer, Sam?
He's a boxer, MMA fighter, something like that.
Yeah, and he went on this long
Twitter. I thought we were talking about dogs.
No, he went on this long Twitter rant about how depression doesn't exist. He felt sad once when his dad died, but he got over it. And as you're reading it, you're like, somebody needs to talk to this guy. I don't think he's – legitimately, I think – he needs like a hug or something. Yeah. Like he definitely needs counseling.
Yeah, I followed up on his Twitter and it's like, look, see, everyone agrees with me. He's like, oh, I said many people agree with me. I'm like, yeah, it's Twitter. Everyone's gonna find an agreement on something somewhere. Like, that doesn't mean you're right.
Yeah,
doesn't Unless mean you have any about. Grasp of how mental illness
works.
You
could literally say anything on Twitter and somebody will.
I say literally anything. Sometimes I just write single words and I get agreements from it. Yeah. Some of my most popular tweets are just one word,
unless
which stings when I promote something and it fucking bombs.
12 likes.
Unless you talk about how giving one of the characters in your Grounded superhero show a robot arm might be silly, and then everybody jumps down your throat.
I jumped down your throat for that.
I know.
Check it out at onlysuperanswers.com.
Wait, you didn't
know
that Misty Knight was going to get a metal arm?
Oh, okay, it's a can of worms.
Listen, Sam explained to me that it might just be a normal prosthetic like we have that has generalized movements but isn't as functional as a normal arm. And I'm like, and she has to go through physical therapy to learn
how
to do that.
She might have to do that, yeah.
And if that's the case, awesome. I can almost guarantee you she's going to rip off a car door with that arm, and that's a little bit silly. I'm saying once you get to Dragon Bones Under Your City and robot arms, maybe the shows
spoilers.
That you maybe the
They're
shows
still
that you pitched
in the Avengers world. I mean,
are they though?
Yeah, because Spider-Man got like secret
All
weapons
I'm
and shit.
Is,
he's fighting bad guys who
right
are getting
the,
like secret
right
tech.
Off the jump. You said we're pitching these shows as like The Wire with superpowers. This is not the Avengers. This is not that part of the world. And they've all I suggested was maybe they've strayed a little bit from their mission statement. And Twitter did not take kindly to
no,
that.
No, they did not. Also because their flagship show is about a guy who can smell different colors in the air.
But,
so
but everything around
I think
him,
a bionic arm that can hold a gun is not the craziest thing.
Everything around him is grounded. So when you give the grounded people that are supposed to surround your hero to make the world feel more believable, you give one of them a robot arm. Suddenly, I'm just saying. I think it's silly. That's it.
You're right. Iron Fist is terrible.
Yay!
I wanted. Did you ever watch it?
No, I didn't.
Because you're the one Iron Fist fan.
I know.
Don't.
Did
you
watch
the
Defenders?
Do that.
I did.
Yeah, well, you
were there.
I was there.
Oh, that's
first
right.
Two. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But did you finish it?
I did.
Okay. I just rewatched it. The last two episodes are real rough.
God, they are rough. Yeah. I think the second to last episode is the worst directed episode I've ever seen.
And the
like,
writing
is just
is
a bunch
real,
of garbage. Like it's really cutty, and everything is childish and just like Dutch, and it doesn't make any sense.
Not going to lie, the ending is kind of a blur for me because I kept having to go to the bathroom to pee.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
I don't feel like
I missed much either. I was just like, okay, like
I was
there's dragons.
Drunk when I saw that.
There's dragons under the city. No. Electra's still crazy.
There's dragons under the city?
I felt so bad for you, Star.
Matt's being real dumb, like with Elektra. Okay, cool. I'm just gonna. All right. And
yeah.
I'm just
see,
to
and
go
again,
puke.
Again, Madame Gal looks at that dragon skeleton. She's like, "Yeah, these used to fly around when I was a girl." Again,
thousands
on your show,
ago.
On your show, don't. Everybody gives me the same thing. Well, listen, Daredevil has powers. It's gotten a little bit silly, is
all
I'm saying. And if you're going to go silly, I say go full Arrow Flash silly.
what I was saying was your point of argument was the prosthetic arm that could do more than maybe a normal one.
That was
instead
the
of,
straw that broke the camel's back,
there you
Sam.
Go. Is that, well, see, but instead of the dragon
that
bones
was
underneath
line?
New York City.
So the arm is more your
no,
line.
No, my line.
The,
my line.
Yeah, that's
my,
what his line was.
No, my line.
Yeah,
my line,
that's
my
line,
line,
line
was the dragon under the city.
I was gonna say, I'm like, let's say the line's the dragon.
No,
for
my
sure.
line was the dragon under the city. I just think it's stupid that Misty has a robot arm in the comics, so I think it's stupid they didn't need it in a show, and so I'm going to continue to think that it's stupid.
But it's
stupid.
Part of her character.
No, it's not. What her part of her character is her being a detective.
No,
how
design,
does it's
design.
Like,
part of her character.
I don't
design.
Care.
It'd be it's like Iron like, Man not getting his suit of armor.
Yeah, it's like, hey man, why isn't Commissioner Gordon running around in a robot bunny suit? He had that in the comics. Like, yeah, maybe because that doesn't
but
fit the Batman
like
story
the
you're
time.
Telling. It's like somebody watching The Dark Knight Rises, like, I can't believe they never gave Commissioner Gordon his robot bunny suit.
It's not the
same. It didn't fit the tone of the show you were making.
That was a big failure on DC's part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like
not giving the robot bunny suit.
You know,
the
watch now watch Injustice League.
Yeah.
He's gonna get it.
Well, but in Justice League it fits the tone of that world. You know what I mean? Like, that's the reason why in The Dark Knight they never did, like, Poison Ivy or Mr. Freeze, because
right.
it didn't really fit the type of thing you're making. And so when you say this is the type of thing we're making, but also robot arms, well, it's like, hey, maybe then you can have a little more fun with it and do other crazy things, like go full on
like dragons,
Arrow and Flash. And
dragons? I don't know. Maybe the next season will be more like Scott Pilgrim, and I'll be real excited.
Yeah. Be real I like silly. Scott Pilgrim.
Didn't? Oh yeah, whoa, I love it. What was I talking? What was in my thought just now? Oh, forgot it.
Wait a minute. It was wait. Forever. Hold on. It was something about a movie list that we made months ago, and I don't remember.
My God.
And I said Emoji Movie was gonna do well. I know that's gonna. I'm gonna lose. I already know I'm gonna lose, but I'm gonna fight honorably.
So I have the list right in front of me, right here in paper, because people still use that.
Yes.
And so basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down the list of everyone's first pick, and then I'm going to say what really got number one.
Okay.
Now, to clarify, everybody, our summer movie wager is going from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend. Yeah. So that excludes Guardians of the Galaxy and Alien Covenant.
Okay. Wiener Women is in there?
Yes, she is in there.
By the way, just got to say, on Reddit, I saw Wonder Woman 2 better take place during World War II, because then it'd be WW2.
Ooh.
It'd be really, I mean,
WW2.
It'd be like WW2 squared.
Squared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that joke, I think it'd be real dumb to put it in.
It would be really dumb. But I just want that joke. Yeah.
Maybe someone will make a trailer for it.
There you go.
A trailer joke, if you will. So this is the way the point distribution is going to be let. You know, if you're really smart with the math, you could keep it up, and maybe you'll know the answers before me.
But you already did that.
I already did the math on Excel. Actually, Google Sheets. I think it's going to replace it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now they all know. Spoilers.
Oh, spoiler. Oops, don't look. Don't zoom in yet.
Zoomed.
So basically.
Zoom enhanced.
This is how it's going to work. If you're dead on number one and number 10, well, baby boy, you got 13 points. If you get it dead on, you get 10 points.
Wow.
Now, if you're one spot away, you get 7 points.
Wow.
Now, if you're two spots away, you get 5 points.
Wow.
Now, if it's on the list in general, you get 3 points.
Wow.
Now, guys, everyone picked Dark Horses. They're not on the top 10, but you're like, that might make it on there. You get 2 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that video of Owen Wilson's WoW playing in reverse? Great.
Reverse.
Yeah, they did in reverse. It's still WoW. It's still WoW. Just all the footage is backwards. It's literally the same video that like went viral a little while ago.
We're going to get him on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll get Owen on the podcast.
Owen.
Owen.
Good old Owen.
Good old Owen. Owen. Nobody knew this. Owen Wilson was one of our editors at SourceFed.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Wow. So we're going to go with the number one picks that we had. Spencer, you picked Spider-Man.
Ooh, not a good choice.
Nope. DJ, you picked Cars 3.
Okay. That might have worked out.
Sam, you picked Despicable Me.
Hold on. None of us picked Wonder Woman for the top?
Star, you picked Spider-Man.
No.
And then I picked Spider-Man.
Mm.
Obviously, the winner... Wonder Woman.
Win.
With $410 million.
Wow. She made a shit ton of money.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, as far as summer,
as far as summer
blockbusters go, that's the movie of the summer.
That's the,
Spider-Man was fun.
Spider-Man's fun.
I like Spider-Man a lot.
I enjoyed Spider-Man.
I would rewatch. That's a rewatchable movie for me.
I put that as my number one. I never saw it.
Really?
You missed out. It's real funny.
I'm an asshole.
It's a really fun movie.
I wanted to go see it.
You can catch it on Netflix.
On Reddit.
On Reddit.
Is it? It's probably one of. It's in my top. I mean, I need to rewatch it because maybe I'm on the high.
Yeah, I always get
on a high after a movie, and I love everything.
I watched it twice, and now a few months later, I've gotten kind of angry about it.
Oh no!
Yeah,
okay, well let's not spoil it for me yet.
I want to know the angry.
Let's finish this list off so we can get into this.
Turns out, I'm an opinionated boy.
Wait,
a shocking twist.
So for number two, Spencer, you picked Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ooh, not a good choice.
DJ, you picked Despicable Me 3.
Hold on. It's not that it was a bad... It ended up being wrong, but your logic is decent.
It was sound. I mean,
I'm gonna say all of our logic is pretty sound.
It's pretty sound.
Yeah, with no foresight.
And then, so DJ, you picked Despicable Me 3.
Did I not put Wonder Woman as the second?
Nope.
No, she's later down the list. I'm going to guess none of us did very well with Wonder Woman.
Cars 3 was Sam's pick. And then, Star, you also picked Cars 3.
Heyo.
And I picked Despicable Me 3. The real winner was Spider-Man Homecoming.
Hey.
Oh, so we were one away.
We were one away. There you go.
Not bad,
so
everybody.
I can't remember when we did this. Was this... Before Wonder Woman came out?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
This was just before.
All we were getting about Wonder Woman were the... We were barely getting billboards, and people were complaining about how they're not marketing it. And people were suspicious about, if you're not marketing it, is it good?
Yeah.
And that's what was going on at the time.
We got Spencer's third pick, Transformers.
I have never been more angry in a theater before.
Agreed.
Why would you see that movie?
We have a movie podcast. I tried to fall asleep in it, couldn't, then did, woke up 20 minutes later, didn't miss a beat of that goddamn movie. That movie's the shortest out of all the Transformers movies, but somehow it was the longest.
It felt like a guy literally answered a phone call in our theater, and I looked over and I was like, this is fine. That's fine. I'm not angry.
Right
with you.
Next to you. Yeah. Not someone in the back.
No, yeah, literally right
next
to me.
Ear.
He and his kid were talking, and then he took a phone call, had a full conversation, and I was like, I would too if somebody called me right now.
You ever been so mad about something that you want to start like thrashing? You ever want to start like freaking out? I had to control myself not to do that in the theater because that movie was such fucking garbage. Like, such. I can't. Nothing was funny. No, DJ broke it.
It's okay.
Broke it.
No,
it's okay. Sometimes.
No, yeah. No, I'm just saying.
Sometimes
this movie.
I do this.
There are so many moments of that movie that, like, I can't believe they got Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, what the fuck
was
he doing in
good
that
actors
movie?
In those movies.
Cashing a check. He was cashing a major check.
It just got off Westworld.
Fucking
what was he
doing? Dumb. So fucking
it's
dumb.
Real, it was.
We were. Mad in that podcast. I recommend that podcast.
Yeah. Question.
The episode is good. The episode's
real good because we tore into that movie.
Worse? 300? Rise of the whatever?
Worse than that.
Worse than that.
Wow. Worse than that?
Wow.
That's a great, TV
Owen
movie
Wilson.
Show.
I didn't want to.
I've never won anything more in my life.
I actively wanted to escape the theater.
Yeah, we should have left.
Yeah, we should have left. We would have been fine.
Great. Don't watch Transformers. The Rise of the Dark Knight Transformer.
It makes me angry that the other ones exist. Like it retroactively made me angry at the first one, which I enjoyed in the theater.
Yeah.
Now I'm angry that one exists.
That started all this.
That's how I feel about Pirates of the Caribbean.
I rewatched Pirates of the Caribbean,
the first one.
Yeah.
After Luis turned on Pirates of the Caribbean music.
I did it.
Or no,
Star did it. I get credit for that business.
I did it.
And
Sam
it was
did
so
it.
Cheesy, but it was so good.
It's fun.
It's
I don't
so
think I can
fun.
Turn on the first one. Then again, I haven't watched the two most recent ones. So
no. I haven't
I don't
either.
See the recent one I saw.
No.
I'm not seeing the new one
No, but the first one was
first
like,
one.
Oh, this is... But it knew what it was.
How cool was that twist when he had the coin?
Yeah.
And
so
fucking good. So cool.
I tried to learn how to do the quarter thing. So.
I can do. Did we talk about that?
Where was I
around you when I? I can do that. I taught
I
myself.
We did talk about
you
that.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it during when we were talking about the Caribbean.
Yeah.
The first Will Turner Captain Jack fight where they get launched up into the rafters and they
so
fight.
Cool.
Like, that reminds me of like it makes me think of Men in Black where like that first movie's basically perfect and you're like.
Why the fuck did they revisit this?
Yeah,
but
why?
They knew
or
what they were doing.
No, but how could it have been that bad? Two more times. How? How?
I know. I think the third one was actually a script from the cartoon that they just expanded into.
That's a bad move. You shouldn't have done that.
I still, and I will say this every time Men in Black comes up, why haven't you made a live action series yet? I think it would be very successful.
You see the cartoon
series?
Amazon
Prime.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it.
It was fine.
I
liked it.
As a little baby boy, I liked it.
Yeah,
as
I
a little fetus.
Oh, if they made a reboot of that, I'd watch that too.
Yeah,
I'd watch the anime.
Where are we? Spider-Man, DJ?
We're
going to three.
DJ, you picked Spider-Man as number three.
Okay.
Sam, you picked Spider-Man as number three.
Hey.
Star, you picked Wonder Woman as number three. I think you're
Hell
the first
yeah.
Wonder Woman pick.
You are.
Oh, no, I also picked Wonder Woman too.
I had a little bit more. I was just like,
Copying
I know I'm
Star.
Gonna see it. I knew
no.
a lot of girls were gonna see it, so I figured.
And the real winner.
Bump up.
Is Despicable Me 3.
Hey.
Wait, what did I pick?
Oh, you picked Transformers. That's
oh, yeah,
how we got
right.
into Transformers.
Okay.
But yeah. Trey Parker's Despicable Me 3.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Did he do that?
He was the bad guy.
He voiced the villain.
He voiced the villain.
The villain idea was pretty cute. I didn't watch the movie, but I liked the idea.
I watched
of it.
It was all right.
He was an 80s child star, and he just lives in the 80s. So he has like 80s memorabilia.
Because everyone loves it.
It's...
Number four, Spencer, you finally came around and picked Wonder Woman.
Hell yeah.
DJ, you followed suit and also picked
Hell
Wonder
yeah.
Woman.
Hell
and
yeah.
as a good friend, Sam, you also joined him picking Wonder Woman.
It's anyway, almost like we talked about our picks before we came in here.
Yeah.
We think we did a car ride together.
Yeah. Star, you picked Baby Driver as
nice.
Number four.
Fuck.
And I picked Transformers. Now, the real winner was Dunkirk.
Oh.
At $183 million. I haven't been saying
wow.
the money lately.
You guys see that?
Which one? Dunkirk?
No, I don't
get to
watch
see it yet.
Like that.
I want to. I just haven't had the time.
Christopher Nolan or war movies?
War horror movies. I don't watch. Honestly, I watch cartoons. I watch comedies. I watch action movies.
Star, I want you anything, to watch Bone Tomahawk.
Anything.
Oh no.
Anything she'd that's come back serious. Different. Yeah. Anything that's actually serious business or like a horror or any or like Oscar nominations, I've probably never not never but rarely seen.
You
them.
Didn't see Moonlight.
No.
Moonlight's real good. Moonlight's really good. You like Moonlight.
I have La La Land, a screener disc in my apartment. I have not opened it either. You'll
love La La Land.
La La Land. Oh, probably. Yeah. La La Land's pretty dope.
Yeah. Probably. I don't watch Oscar noms. They're all made to make you cry, and
that's why I don't watch any Pixar movies anymore.
I do that too much in real life.
La La Land does not. I don't remember it making me cry.
I don't think it makes you cry.
But it does make you very happy because the musical element of it is really good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But you should check out Moonlight. It's real fun. And you should check out.
I know it's about Miami. It has all the things that I would be interested in. Bone Tomahawk. I'm just like, I don't. No, is it scary?
Don't.
No, it's a comedy.
It's some say a sequel to Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears. I was driving by a park the other day, and the park was named Bad News Bears Park.
That's probably where they shot it.
You think so?
Maybe.
I don't know what inspired first. So let's move on to number 5. Oh boy, Spencer picked War of the Planet of the Apes.
Love that movie.
Real good.
DJ, you picked Transformers. Sam, you also picked Transformers.
I was copying DJ.
Star, you picked Atomic Blonde. And then I picked
garbage movie.
I picked Cars 3. But the real winner here is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Hey,
with
I was
172
close.
Million.
That made over $100 million.
I contributed a ticket. No. I didn't regret it.
Star, how dare you?
Okay, can we talk about Atomic Blonde?
Yeah, like
such fucking bad. No,
The one fight scene
that the whole movie is based on. Great, yeah. But the entire premise also cool. But they totally fuck it with the stupid interviews. Where you're like, yeah. Here's this cool action happening, but we'll cut away. Also, here's a shit ton of 80s songs that you know, kinda, but they actually don't pertain to what's happening. They're just being played because you like them. That's right. It.
Which movie is this?
Atomic Blonde.
Your pick.
I didn't see it.
No. It was okay. Fine, and I also had a problem with the fact that they were, it was produced by Charlize Theron.
Right,
so like we had this conversation. Luis and I had this conversation, but like they could have done. They hypersexualized her. They like shot her from a male gaze, and it was almost too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to see it with Hannah.
And you saw it with Sarah, right?
Yeah. And me and Sarah had this conversation too.
And
about
Hannah
it.
And I had this conversation because
hypersexualized because you see her pretty much beat to shit for most of the movie.
Like there's like the part where she puts the mic on, like where she's getting mic'd.
They go from her foot. All the way up to her breast.
Yeah. I thought that was her explaining that she uses her sexuality as a weapon to like do espionage and shit. Not so much, hey, this is for the audience.
Well, I think, Sam, hold on a second.
I could be totally wrong, but that's how
I will say,
it.
Sam, because you fall into a trap that I get into occasionally. Because again, as we've established, I'm opinionated.
What?
you're defending a movie that you don't like.
Shit,
yeah. No, I do this all the time where like I'm halfway through an argument and I realize why am I arguing for a movie that I don't enjoy?
Shit. Yeah, I'll show you. Go ahead.
I will say this about the movie when I was watching it. Plot, whatever, sexualized, whatever. There are certain shots.
Their shots that are so cool.
That almost like, damn, I want to make a movie now.
Yeah.
Because how beautiful and crisp it looked. I was like, man, the way that the light hits and the way that the colors
there are, some really
are balancing,
cool shots.
I'm like, I want to start filming again
when
I saw that movie. But, of course, there are issues with everything else.
Can I say about Atomic Blonde?
Yes.
I rewatched John Wick 2 recently, and that movie's amazing.
John Wick 2 is the shit.
John Wick 2 is so good.
I'm kind of scared because this director who did Atomic Blonde is doing Deadpool 2. And so...
They'll probably be fine.
He might have more studio control. The studio might be more
Deadpool's
control.
Deadpool's
a
movie for teenage boys. It's fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It's just Atomic Blonde. Well, especially sitting next to... I think we both had that kind of experience. Sitting next to somebody who is of the female gender.
That was your mistake. You went with girls.
Yeah.
Dummies.
Watching that movie, it puts things into a different perspective when you're watching it because you're watching them watch it and they're like, fuck, God, again?
Yeah, you know what did that with me is seeing... Gone Girl with my fiance.
What?
You see Gone Girl?
Yeah.
No.
Saw that with
I
my.
I don't watch those movies.
Yeah, saw that with my fiance.
Is that not a good idea?
Made it a, made it a different experience. You suddenly start looking at them like, what are you planning?
What schemes, what are you planning?
What schemes you got going on? That's a great movie, though. Gone Girl's amazing.
I like Gone Girl.
Gone Girl blew really my good. Fucking mind.
Yeah, it's so good.
Ben Affleck. I'm excited to see him in, as Batman. And I you know what, guys? People are going to hate me. I don't like him as Batman.
Oh, I don't. I like him. I think there is potential for him to be the best on-screen Batman.
He's too one-noted and too brooding for me. I need a little bit more range.
I don't think that's his fault.
I'm neutral.
You might be right.
Yeah, no. That might not
you
be.
You might be right.
Ben Affleck can. He can act.
You're right.
Yeah.
And he's also, right. It could be the director pushing it towards that direction.
He's also one of the few times where I felt like when he's like flirting with a girl or whatever, it's like, oh shit, like that. I believe that. Like this isn't an act. You know what I mean? Which always makes sense, Ben Affleck. But also, I think he has the potential to play both halves the best.
I want
to
see it.
Of anyway, because I love
maybe in Justice League.
I love.
I want to be so bad.
Yeah. I love Nolan's Batman movies. Uh-huh. Christian Bale's Batman is not the best part of those movies. You know what
There's
I mean?
There's cool moments.
There's cool moments, and he's a good performer, but he's not like
the he Batman. Feel like Bruce Wayne Batman. Yeah. He doesn't feel like that. And
right.
As much as we love him, it's really fun to make fun of his voice.
Yeah.
Earth 72 Batman.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was just telling Star and Luis that I didn't realize I'm a dummy and didn't realize that Khal Drogo is Jason Momoa.
Yes.
And I just had no clue. And I watched the whole thing, the whole first season, and just had no idea.
Aquaman.
Yeah. And I was like, that guy should have played Aquaman. And I was like, oh, that guy does.
That guy is.
The guy's playing Aquaman.
If y'all want a treat, look up Jason Momoa's audition for Game of Thrones. He does.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
He does the Maori traditional dance and like the screaming thing. And it's dope.
I'm way on board with him.
Also,
he's cool. I'm excited.
He seems like a cool dude.
Yeah. Also, if you want a treat, go look up Jason Momoa's kids. They're fucking adorable. Yeah. And who's he married to?
He just went to the whole other perspective. Like, you want to see something badass and hot? Look up his audition tape.
Want something adorable?
Also, he's a sweet dad.
Yeah.
Also, like, but he's a dad. He's a hot dad.
Does he have any daughters?
Yeah, he has one daughter and one son.
He dates Lisa Bonet.
Watch out, future boyfriend of that daughter.
Aquaman's going to get you.
He dates Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, Lisa Bonet.
I don't know who that is. Younger,
I believe they're married.
Who looks younger than me.
Who's Lisa Bonet?
She was one of the Cosby daughters.
Yeah.
And she's like, I think she's 50 and he's 40. And
he's 40?
He's 38 and she's 49, I think. And
she does not look at.
She does not look 50.
I hope I inherit genes like that. I hope I'm on that track because that would be great.
Me too.
When people say, and forgive me if this is inappropriate, Star. I'm sorry, but when people say black don't crack, are not kidding.
Mm-hmm. Black don't crack.
I've met so many people that are like,
oh my god, what was it? It was. Brown don't shit. There's another one.
I've met that one. I've met so many people that it's like, yeah, I'm 20 years older than you. Fuck you, man. Are you kidding me?
I look like I'm 50.
I'm already dying.
Yeah. Okay, Spencer, I have some good news for you.
I have to remember that at some point later. But there's a secondary one to it. It's like black don't crack and tan don't. And it's another like complimentary. Yeah.
Pan, stan, ran. Gland.
No.
Flan.
Well, I rhyme with flan. Brown. None of those. Oh, tan. Tan. Got it.
I could look this up. Keep talking.
About as we go on to the next pick, Spencer, I have some big news for you.
Hell yeah.
Cars 3 was your pick.
Did I win?
I'm just going to. Little secret, everybody. Don't tell anyone.
Okay.
Cars 3 was the pick. So you were spot
Hell
on.
Hell yeah.
With that pick.
Wait, I heard that secret.
Oops. Moving on. Planet of the Apes was DJ's pick.
Cool.
Pirates of the Caribbean was Sam's pick.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
Star, your pick was Hitman's Bodyguard.
Oh.
What a trash movie.
I
also did not see it.
This is a fun treat for our fans that don't know this. We record a backup episode in case for some whatever reason one of us is sick, we can't record or whatever. They can sit there for like months. And we recorded one that Sam was like, the trailer for Hitman's Bodyguard just came out. He was so amped. He's like, we are definitely doing an episode on that.
I want to see that.
And in the meantime, since
I had
before,
seen it.
Yeah, in the meantime, he got to see it early before we posted that episode. And he already told me, like, man, I think that movie's trash. I was like, ooh, and snip that out. Throw that away.
Yeah.
Because that movie
okay, so
was
it's
disappointing.
It's black don't crack and beige don't age. That's the secondary part of it.
Mm. Not as
there
catchy.
Hold on. Aren't I? Was it? What's? I thought beige was of a lighter tone than apparently it
beige
is.
Beige is supposed to be for like Latina, Latin. See, here's the thing. We've talked about this before. I always think DJ's also mixed and he's not.
You got a little Greek. Yeah.
Don't tell
anybody. I got a little bit
Greek.
I've gotten to like, man, you just don't look white. And I think I legitimately think that's a very good compliment.
Yeah, it's not great.
I'm going to say something that I might regret.
Yes.
Go for it.
We won't judge you for it. Anytime someone's like, oh, yeah, I'm Jewish, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. And I constantly get surprised when people are Jewish.
Okay.
Can you guys spot out Jews?
Look, because they look
there's the thing
everybody.
You were
going to
say
like
that you're going to regret. No,
like
I don't
everybody.
Spot people like that.
Well, are you talking about the
like
the religion
know,
or like the...
I don't
know.
Gonzalez, okay. Surprised by Jews.
Yeah, like when Brie was like, oh, yeah, Jewish. I'm like, you're not Jewish. And she's like, yeah, yeah. Like,
I wish you got mad about
I was
it.
In a situation that I can't really go into much detail, but where people were talking about their history or whatever. And the woman next to me was like, I do da-da-da-da-da-da, and then my husband's a rabbi, da-da-da. I was like, well, back it up for a second, because he had the ripped jeans, and she was like dressed like very hip, and I was like, hold on a second. Like, I wanted to take a second. Unfortunately, I didn't get an opportunity. Like, tell me more about what that situation is. Like, are rabbis like pastors now, or there's like the hip young ones? Like,
right. Yeah, no, they're cool as fuck.
Smoking weed?
Really?
Yeah, rabbis aren't like serious business. I mean, there's
that's
like there's Orthodox where it's just like that's serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen,
okay. I guess there's a there's
but there's
star.
Range
rabbis
on
aren't
everything.
Serious business.
But there's like rabbis are real chill. My mom used to work at a nursing home,
your
and
mom
it's Miami
used to be
Beach,
a rabbi.
So it's like. There's we had a lot of like elderly Jewish people come in, so like we knew the rabbis and they were cool as fuck. They were real nice.
They're not that chill yet.
Yeah.
They're not that chill yet.
Like in the sense of like, you know, like if you're a religious dude, you're gonna still be conservative, but in the range of like hardcore, like, you know, kind of stuff, like there's some chill ones, just like there's I'm sure there's chill pastors.
They got
I grew up with some chill pastors.
Yeah, I talked about Green Lantern, a movie with my pastor.
Mm-hmm. See?
Did he like it?
No, we were both disappointed. He made a whole sermon about the Green Lantern movie, how excited he was. I was like, I could read comics. He actually helped me get into it, and then we both watched it, and we were both really bummed out.
Damn.
Aww,
I'm sorry. In the comments below, let Luis know if you've ever been surprised by Jews.
Please.
And that's going to be the next ABC reality on-camera thing.
Jew or not Jew. We had a series called... Filipino or Latino?
Yes.
Do you remember that? All right, moving on.
Okay. Yeah.
So we got, so my pick was Pirates of the Caribbean. The real winner, obviously, Cars 3. Good job, Spencer.
Yay, I won.
Number 7 pick, Spencer, you picked The Mummy.
Ooh, not a good choice.
What a goddamn trash heap.
DJ, you picked Dunkirk.
That's a good choice.
It was on the list, at least.
Hitman's Bodyguard was Sam's next pick. Dunkirk was Star's next pick.
Yeah.
And War of the Planet of the Apes was my pick, which also was the 7th pick.
Did you guys see War of the Planet of the Apes?
No.
You missed out. Those movies
really
are fucking phenomenal.
I know.
I never saw the first one, so I never saw any of them after that.
I've never seen the first one.
Dawn,
I saw the second one.
Dawn is basically perfect.
Dawn is in my top 10 favorite movies. It's
Dawn
fucking perfect.
Dawn is
the second one.
The second one. Rise
see,
is the first.
Okay, it's very confusing.
It's
Rise,
Dawn.
Dawn,
and really they should flip the names because it should be Dawn is the first one, then War, then Rise.
In the beginning of War, they do this kind of like little sum up on screen of what it is, and how they use the titles of the movies as a way to explain where they're at, which is kind of cool. It's like The Rise was the rise of the apes, Dawn was the dawn of ape civilization, and then War is the war between apes and humans.
Even
and I was like,
not really.
No, it's not, but I still...
It's still a good
War
movie. Great
was
movie.
Such a fucking good movie. It was so good.
I want to see it. Check out Sam's video on SourceFed Nerd.
Oh, yeah.
No longer Now This Nerd.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Officially, right?
Yeah, it's officially
Yay.
SourceFed.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the 8th pick. We're almost done here, baby boys. Spencer, you picked Baywatch.
Hell yeah.
DJ, you picked Dark Tower.
Oh.
This is a rough one. This is a rough one.
Sam, you picked Dunkirk.
Yeah, it's on the list.
Okay,
yeah.
Star, you picked Despicable Me, and I unfortunately picked The Mummy.
Yeah.
Yep.
The real
we
winner here
one, at least.
Is Transformers. Oops, $130 million.
Yep.
I haven't been saying all the money. I'm sorry, everybody.
Okay.
You can look it up, Box Office Mojo. Let's move on. Number 9, Spencer, you picked The Emoji Movie.
Oh, hell yeah.
DJ, you picked Rough Night.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Now,
wrong one.
Wrong one.
Wrong one.
Sam, you picked Emoji Movie.
What's right one? What's right one?
Oh, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Star, you picked Transformers. I picked Dunkirk. The right one was Girls Trip.
Girls Trip?
That was the right one, which I hear.
I'm constantly hearing really good things about Girls Trip.
Which one's Rough Night then?
Rough Night's the one with the white girls.
It's the white version of Girls Trip.
There you go.
But they like kill somebody. They do the whole killing a hooker trope.
I heard it wasn't as bad as it looked in the trailers. I actually heard it
Girls
was
Trip or Rough Night?
Both.
Okay.
I heard they were both good.
That's another one that baffles me, that when you have a movie like Girls Trip that does that well, like, why don't more big studios are like, should we make more movies for black people? No. Why? Why would we?
It got approved for a sequel, so.
Yeah, decision-making confuses me sometimes.
They better go to space.
There's space.
Then girl, Sam's on board.
Yeah, get the truck. It's so funny. Someone stumbles into the space shuttle and it takes off. They're like, oh no, guess we got to have a bachelorette party in space. And it's great.
I'm actually pretty so. You could
that
walk into
the Martian.
Yeah, you could walk. The Martian's so good. Have you not seen The Martian?
Yes,
I've
seen The Martian.
So
oh my goodness.
She read it.
I read it.
Did you like The Martian?
I did.
Then you'd love Bone Tomahawk.
I didn't see it. don't just watch it.
Our number 10, here we go, ending it up. Spencer, you picked Atomic Blonde.
Ooh, not a good choice.
DJ, you picked Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
It's on there. Sam, you picked The Mummy. And Star, you picked Pirates of the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
I unfortunately picked The Dark Tower.
I'm not alone.
The number 10 was good old baby boy Edgar Wright's Baby Driver.
Good for him.
At least I had it on the list.
Star had it on the list.
I really love that movie.
I really dig it too.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites.
There's one flaw in it that still bugs me.
What is it?
That it's not one of the Cornetto trilogy?
No. It's that Karen Spacey's decision at the end. I still think it's.
I back it because we don't know his backstory. We don't know what motivates him. He sold me on it.
My one critique of Baby Driver, which I think I probably told you guys, but is if I could change one thing, I would change Deborah into a dark-skinned black woman just to swap the cliche a little bit. Because dark-skinned black women in general don't get roles like that where you get to play the most innocent, sweet person.
Yes.
And I wouldn't have complained as much about the lack of depth of her because she's supposed to be a cliche. So it's just like, if you're going to be a cliche character that doesn't have like much going on, at least do something subversive with it.
Yeah.
So then it would have been a little different, and it would have cut out that whole weird mom thing.
I would have made baby mom thing.
He went to that diner because that's where his mom used to work.
I
would have made baby black because all the music he listens to, it just felt like it was just one of those times where it's like actually it's another situation is Kingsman. I think the main kid should have been black.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
I'd
especially since those.
I don't like
those
that
movies,
Colin Firth's coming back.
I think it's your backtracking your best decision. The other one, and I've also started to think about the more I think about Kingsman, it's like that's really just a celebration of white men. Just a big celebration of like, aren't white men great? And this is how to be a great white man.
They're
really
trying to fix it by adding Halle Berry to the sequel.
Well, and also Pedro Pascal. But if you look at those posters, you're like, man, it's just
Pedro Pascal is not listed on the cast.
Great. Even though I love him, and now you love him too, because he's in your favorite season of Game of Thrones.
Yay.
We're going to Dark Horses here.
Ooh, a little Dark Horse.
Spencer, you pick for your Dark Horses.
Okay.
Dark Tower.
God damn it.
Despicable Me.
Dark Horse.
Okay.
And Baby Driver.
Oh, look at that.
DJ, you picked Valerian.
Ooh, yeah, it didn't do well, but for a Dark Horse
Valerian
choice, I still
stand by it. Valerian got $40 million. You know what movie beat that? The Big Sick.
Good
the
for
Big
them.
Sick is. I just downloaded it. I'm going to try to watch it tomorrow.
I really want to see it. I'm excited to hear about it.
I'm really torn because I want to support Kamel because I'm a big fan, but I don't want to watch a movie about
it's a comedy,
stuff.
Though.
I want to see it. I hear really
good
things about it.
It's sad subjects, man. I don't think that shit.
You also picked Emoji Movie and Captain Underpants.
Yeah, that's fine.
I want to watch Captain Underpants. It's got a high score. I heard good things.
No.
I never saw it. And I grew up
reading
those books.
And those
grew
books
up
were,
as Captain Underpants.
Those books were crazy, and I loved them.
Yeah, they were so fun.
Fucking time travel.
Sam, you picked Annabelle. Valerian.
Good choice. That was a good movie. Did you guys see Annabelle
Creation? I haven't seen Annabelle.
No, but it's got great scores.
Really good. I liked it. I personally liked it better than it.
Wow.
Yeah. He's crazy. He's crazy. It's a good movie, but he's crazy.
I haven't seen it.
I was pleasantly surprised.
I just, and this is, I got the movie pass. Have you guys gotten the
movie
pass?
Oh, yeah.
No. You got it. I'm getting it. It's coming in the mail, and I feel like that is going to help me watch the movies.
Oh, yay. I'm going to go to so many movies.
You got
to
make a movie podcast, and we watch everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Still crossover.
Well, Valerian, Sam, and Atomic Blonde. And Star, you picked The Mummy, Eyes on Me.
I don't remember what Eyes on Me is.
Is that the
two-pack movie?
Yeah. That thing got torn
apart. It got
apart.
18% or something on
that. But to be fair, the guy did look a lot like Tupac.
He did.
To be fair.
He really did.
And then you picked Valerian. I picked Emoji Movie, Baby Driver, and Atomic Blonde. Now, time to sum up the points.
Okay.
It didn't sound like I did real well.
Yeah,
if
I don't
be
think
honest.
I did
think
real
any
well.
Of us did really well. So it's
you got Baby
game.
Driver.
Who gets the $1,000 prize?
Oh. I was like, what?
Coming in last place.
Me?
Sam Basher.
Oh, I knew it.
With 31 points.
Nothing was lining up.
That does not bode well for me because our choices were pretty close.
Yeah.
Coming in fourth. There's four of us? Five of us? Okay. Coming in fourth place, Spencer.
Yeah!
With 35 points.
Yeah!
Did I see how many points you had?
31.
All right, boom, baby. Next, coming up next is DJ with 36 points.
Oh, just barely.
Shit.
Coming in second is Star with 34 points.
And Luis took the cake.
I took the cake, everybody.
Wait, didn't you say I had 36 points?
These numbers 36. Might be rigged. I don't know. Luis is the one with the
wait,
chart.
What is that? But is 36 is more
36
than 34?
Points.
Yeah. And she said she had 34.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Oh, upset.
Twist.
Upset.
What a twist, everybody.
Did you just moonlight me?
I can't.
Except you didn't win. Oh, so.
Oh, wow. I can't do math. Yes. Good job, DJ. We got a twist. Sam, then Star, then Spencer, then DJ, and then it's me.
What'd you get? What was your
point? I got 51 points.
Oh my goodness.
He got 31 points.
He just blew everybody out of
this
the
is, I'm sorry.
A high score of 21 points.
I'll post this on the Slack.
Hey, if you haven't joined the Slack,
you should join the Slack.
Sorry,
you should go join the Slack.
Sorry, everybody who made a Only Stupid Answers Slack, and I never went back there.
Oh, yeah, that thing's still like every once in a while somebody posts like a hello.
And somebody got mad at me that I wasn't back there. That made me not want to come back more.
That did people like hello?
Then it felt like a challenge.
Yeah.
It was like, wait a second.
Well, now
I'm gonna go look and see what the last thing.
Are we gonna do like a winter movie situation?
Well, that's gonna be more of an Oscar nom.
Oh yeah, we should do the Oscars.
I don't know. What are you gonna say, DJ?
I don't remember.
We have to talk about going to Hamilton.
Yes.
Oh, but only us. We saw it. We have way more people on the thing.
I saw you guys went, and there's a big group of people, and then
but it was so good.
Two people weren't invited.
Yeah, why don't make us feel bad about it?
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah,
it
probably
was.
Very good. Probably changed
it was so
your lives.
Good.
It didn't change my life.
Oh, well, guess what? Oh, who
but
at this table?
Very good.
Who at this table is going to Fantastic Fest?
Oh. Next week.
That's awesome.
That's actually
good.
Yeah, we're going as press.
Really?
Hell yeah.
I'll do Stupid Answers as an outlet for a week. Yeah. Hella.
That's
we're
fucking
awesome.
We're
excited about it. Thanks. Sam, what movies are you excited about? Mm-hmm. We'll talk about this on the next our episode.
What? At Fantastic Fest?
You better stay tuned.
Oh, no. Don Hertzfeld, the guy who made Rejected Cartoons, has a new movie coming out there that I'm very excited about.
Wait, no shit, really?
Yes, it's part two to his Oscar-winning short.
Wait,
and
the My Spoon Is Too Big guy?
My spoon is too big.
But if you go to Netflix, you can search Don Hertzfeld and find his space futurist short that's very funny and very depressing and very cool.
Sounds like him.
It's only about 8 minutes, too, or maybe 13. It's very
that's
short.
Great.
But it
it's only about 8 minutes or maybe 130.
I get out flipped. There. Yeah, a little bit. That and Star Trek 3. A little get confused. But also the Three Billboards. In Ebbing, Missouri.
Yes.
It's getting a lot of buzz. Also, a friend of
and
us,
I have heard started hearing some good things about
yeah,
that.
Alicia Malone, a movie reviewer, has said many good things about it. Said we have to drop everything and go see it when we're there. So I'm definitely
excited.
So exciting. When is it?
Next week we leave on the
20th. Oh shit!
Yeah, I'm excited for Brawl on Cell Block 9 because that's directed by the same man who did guess what?
Bone Tomahawk.
It's come full circle.
Has anybody at this table seen Bone Tomahawk?
No.
No.
We need to have
a Amazon Prime. I highly we're going to do movie night because I love that movie.
We watch Tommy
this
Boy.
Sounds like
I'll
such
watch
a
it. I'll watch it.
Watch Tommy
I'll
Boy.
Watch it with
people. You're going to love it.
Holy shnikes, everybody.
Holy shnikes.
What was I gonna? When you mentioned Fantastic Fest, I got like a flash of like stress panic because
you're like, I haven't done anything for it yet.
Yeah, because the past 2 years I've had to make these ridiculous posters of you guys.
I remember.
So cool.
We should have jumped on that, Sam. We should have jumped on that.
Yeah, like my instinct just went like to like, oh god, last minute photo shoot. Oh shit, Photoshop. Themes.
Okay, talk about last minute. I don't think it was the last Fantastic Fest, but the one before that. Was it Ricky? He gave me all this footage. Like, you need to edit this today.
Yeah.
Oh, and of the whole trip?
Of the whole trip.
Yeah, I remember,
you remember that?
It was supposed to be like, it was supposed to be four videos.
Yeah.
They got trimmed down to one as a big adventure thing. And I'm like, that was a big waste of all the coverage we did.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
But I did it.
Let's keep talking about
it was a great video.
Let's keep talking about things we don't miss.
Yeah. I miss. Oh, but you're going to go to the Fantastic Debates for the first time.
Yes.
Which, if you guys don't know, quick pitch for it. Nerds come on stage and debate nerdy topics. Like, the one that is my favorite is, which is better, Creed the movie or Creed the band? Creed the band won, of course. But to like solidify that, there's two rounds of debate and then two rounds of boxing.
It's the thing that Whitney and Bree
did. Whitney and Bree did. They fought, are superhero movies ruining Hollywood? And the topic that won was, no, they're not. They're actually helping money.
How can we become part of the Fantastic
Group? Do you want to fight?
Yes.
I don't want to fight you. I don't want to fight.
No,
I'll put you. You'll fight.
Okay,
you'll fight.
I'll fight.
And I'll be your ring guy because I was Whitney's ring guy.
There you
and that
go.
Who
should I fight?
Spencer?
No, God, no.
John Schnepp. We'll get John Schnepp. The movie
room. I'm trying to think of you guys in this room. Like, who would win in a fight?
It would not be me.
Honestly, between DJ and Luis. That's what
DJ's got the height.
That's
do have
stinks.
Reach.
I'm the small, like...
No, honestly, it's more like, who do I think can get secretly angry and, like, take that out? And, like, I feel
it's
like...
It's not a secret with me.
I feel between the two, I was like, I don't know, man. I was like, Luis could hit dirty. I feel like that could work.
How do you know me so well?
I feel, and, like, I was like, DJ's just also, like, you're very tall.
Yeah, I'm very tall. I got some reach.
You got some
just,
swing. You're also tall too, Sam, but you're like a teddy bear though.
Yeah, that's
a front.
That's the secret.
Yeah, when they corner me in an alley, uh-oh.
I feel like
I start crying and shit myself, and they're like,
I feel like
want
when
this.
You get
oh, it hurts. It hurts.
Fucking leave it.
Mad, you don't actually like do outwardly things, like you just get sad.
There's two times in my life when I've gotten like really angry, and then I forget to breathe and I pass out. I passed out standing up, and I like pancaked. I pancaked and I woke up and I was like, what happened?
That is the best thing I've
amazing.
Heard.
So, yeah,
so
you want to face that in the ring? In the
I'm trying to analyze. This is me going, and I'm like, because I always have to think about if I could take people on in a fight.
You did talk about this one day.
All the time. I used to pit up everybody at SourceFed against each other all the time.
Why?
Just in case someone went crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Wait, oh, no, I don't want to talk about
that. Yeah, no. Spencer, the only way I see Spencer getting into a fight is if he's defending somebody.
Yeah.
If somebody else is getting fucked up, then Spencer will come in and be like a little
monster.
Yeah,
if someone pushes...
Yeah,
me too. You start talking shit about the Flash, you gotta watch yourself.
Guys,
Buster.
I'm not watching any of the previews for the new Flash and Arrow because I want to be surprised.
Wow.
Well, guess what? If you did, you still wouldn't know anything.
No,
oh, really?
You'd get random clips that'll be spread out over 13 episodes, so you're not really sure.
So I can watch
the narrative
it, and I'd be
is.
Fine.
Yeah, you just get a tease.
I don't
want to
know what happens at the end of Arrow because of that ending.
You don't get anything from that.
You get like three clips from the new season interspersed with like a bunch of stuff from the past five.
And then some hip-hop music.
No.
So
hip-hop music?
Pop music.
Are you guys doing a superhero roundup again?
We are.
It's the announcement.
Well, I mean, we've got elements that we're figuring out.
I'm just saying because I would like to join.
It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you are more than welcome to drop by.
Friends come on.
Yeah, we got some exciting
because
plans
now
that.
I'm finally caught up with everything. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, you're trying to catch up.
What's your favorite?
Yeah. Oh, man,
of the four? Soon to be five.
Four, yeah.
Yeah, that's hard. God, that's tough. I guess at this point...
It's Black Lightning.
Yeah. I don't know. They're all very different. They offer me different things.
Yes,
you know
they do
mean?
A good job of that.
They do a good job of, like, every time I'm tuning in, it's I'm getting something different. So
said,
I like that.
If you said Legends of Tomorrow, I'd have a lot of respect for you because that show is fucking bananas.
Well, there was a time.
Second season's so good, man.
There was a time when I came in and I said, I love Legends of Tomorrow because I was just off that first season. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the second season, in my opinion, is even better because they got the Legion of Doom. And then that space episode where they deal with Apollo 13. That came out when Iron Fist was coming out, and I'm like, more stuff happened in that one episode of Legends of Tomorrow than the entire 13-episode run of Iron Fist.
How is that possible? How, like,
you,
seriously?
You remember the episode.
No, yeah, I do, but, like, seriously, how is that possible? Just move all of Netflix's production over to Vancouver to save all your money and do
that's,
Dragons.
You know what? Legit, though, that's the Iron Fist should have been shot in Vancouver.
I don't know who said it when we were watching it at your house, but that the fact that the first season should have been them him in Kunlun fighting, and then it, like, shit goes awry, so then he has to go to New York to whatever, and then the Defenders start. You know what I mean? Being, and it explains everything.
Him being a dick would have made more sense because he's an awful character.
Yeah, and he would have been like, I can't handle this. And then it makes sense because he's supposed to be, like, all in his chi. He's a baby.
He's the worst.
Is it fair to say I could take him on?
Yes.
You could
that actor, Finn Jones. No, not only,
very one noted.
Not only could you beat Finn Jones in a fight, you could beat that version of Iron Fist in the show.
I could sneak up on
You could have
Danny
Iron Fist punch himself because he's a moron. Remember that? Go. I'm going to get angry. Oh, oops.
Best line of the series is he's a thundering dumbass. That's a great it's great catchphrase.
Also, like, the best stick moment of all those shows, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, the what?
Stick moment. His name is Stick.
Oh, Stick.
The old man.
Come
That's
on,
right.
Spencer.
I do not. I watched 4 episodes of that show. And then I was like, that was good enough.
No.
That's
I
where,
had no
yeah,
tie
I mean,
to any of them.
Man, I was. Yeah, it didn't.
Episode 3 and 4 are amazing.
Yeah, good. That's where I came in. I think at 2.
Yeah.
I think it came in at 2.
Episode 1 has some awesome Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage moments.
That fight at the end where it was like the three of them versus the other three in episode 7.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like all...
It was edited
edited really bad. It was
but the idea was cool.
The idea, but it didn't. Execution was terrible.
There's a lot of good ideas.
Yeah. Should we do a what if on the Defenders?
We should.
Okay.
We were talking about this before we came over.
The fight scene where they all join up. Was
in
fucking
three?
Cool. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the best.
Rewatching
that is
it's
the
amazing.
Best.
Yeah. Amazing.
And Luke Cage's entrance, you're like, oh my God, yeah. You're my thing, Nero.
Second up is the fight between Iron Fist and Daredevil, which it's tough because the reasoning behind it's real stupid, but the fight itself is cool.
In what episode?
Yeah.
Sex.
Oh, okay.
Sex.
Luke Cage versus Iron Fist is also pretty cool.
Yes.
Oh, that is that's a fun one.
It's really
it's
only
fun.
Time Danny looks good.
Yeah.
Like overall.
And it's when he's like losing bad.
Yeah, and it's great because we get to make fun of him.
Yeah.
is that fist is like a one off? Like once I use it, I'm done.
What? Oh, Iron Fist? No, it's getting a second season.
No, I mean when it powers up,
he has
up.
To go munch on food and get the energy.
He's like
back.
Goku from Dragon Ball. He has to eat.
Yeah,
and then it's just the one. It looks
Which
I wish they would make more of a joke because that's funny. That's a
like,
funny thing to be like. I used up all my energy. Now I need to eat a billion meals. Like more like. Make them funny.
Exactly.
That's like just me
Flash.
Every day.
He has to eat a lot.
I just do anything, and then I need to eat a bunch.
I wish like he would use the fist, and then he just shits all over the place. Like his body just he just voids his bowels every time he uses it. Like the Iron Fist is
he
real
can't
great.
Walk. He can't like see. He's just like the crowd like writhing. He's like, I shouldn't have done it.
Great Defenders moment. I'll hit you hard so hard you can see.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was a great line.
Jessica.
Yeah. No, I was glad I got out when I did, because after I got out, then everybody was like, oh, it got real bad. And I was like,
yeah, it's fine.
I saw the best Classic. And I got out. But
well, it goes from good to fantastic to fine to not so good.
But Daredevil season 3 is.
When did Lieberman fall asleep?
Basically, as soon as he got there. Basically,
came
as soon
in,
as he got
take
there.
A nap.
Take a nap. Oh, God damn.
Okay, well, we have some questions here that we can answer. And this is actually a question that kind of what is one stupid decision that you don't regret at all? Not a stupid answer, but a stupid decision that you don't regret at all. Yeah.
I have one that I do regret today.
Okay.
Okay, so today at work we have a new person that's like she's not always in the office, and we're talking stuff, and I'm like, yeah, so. You know, who's that other person that works with you? Sam, something, something, something. And she's like, oh, that's me. And I'm like, oh, shit, I am so sorry I forgot your name.
Mm-hmm.
And I just completely, like, in front of her, just say, like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
And both of our faces turned red.
Yeah.
And, like, I could see her being awkward. Ah, and
that's
me being
so weird.
Yeah. Like, who's this Samantha? I was like, that's me, actually. Yeah.
Who's that dumb bitch, Sam? Sam?
Yeah.
She lost all my shit. Oh, man, yeah. God damn it. When will she leave? Where is she?
But things that I don't regret.
I don't. What if you were I can't think of a mean? Single mistake I've made that I didn't dwell on for at least a month.
I've come to terms with a lot of mistakes I've done. One time, this like that when I, you know, when you get drunk, sometimes you two don't drink, right?
We don't know.
Okay, over here. You know, yeah, you know, when you drink, sometimes you'll just kind of zone out. I mean, normally, but when you're drunk, you zone out more. I zoned out once, and when I zoned back in, I saw a bunch of people staring at me because I zoned out in the direction of a woman's ass, and I was like, oh no, and like there's no way to recover. There's literally nothing I can do now because now I'm a pervert, because there's no way to explain. Don't worry, I'm just wasted right now at this at this press event, and I was not looking at your ass. Your ass just moved in the way of where I was zoning out, and so when but all that thought happened really fast in my head, so like I was like, nah, and I looked down. I was like, I can't. And I started laughing because I'm like, I literally can't do anything right now. There's nothing I can do. I just have to accept that all these Viners over here who saw me do this, like, they had to accept that they're never going to like me because they think I'm a pervert. I'm like,
good thing Vine's dead, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Thank God for me. But like, I was like, there's nothing I can do. I can't go over. I mean, if I go and apologize, it's like,
it's
that's
worse.
A weird
thing
to do. And like, there's nothing. I just have to like, I just swallow my pride and just accept that I fucked up. I didn't, nothing intentional.
So you don't regret it?
I mean, I regret like, zoning out that way, but nothing I did was harmful. Like it was completely by accident. Like completely, I just can never explain it in a way that the person that it happened to would understand. Because if it went reversed, if I like caught someone staring at my crotch for like, I have no idea how long I was zoned out for, because it must have been long enough for somebody in the group to notice, and then they like. They manned up to say it to the girl, and then everybody turned around. So there was a long process where I wasn't listening to the conversation happening near me, and I was just zoning out.
I would like to see what you were thinking about at that time. Like,
it could have been.
It
was after we saw Popstar, a Lonely Island movie, and I was just thinking about and the Lonely Island were there, and I was like, oh, fuck, what am I going to say to... They all have really cool names.
Yeah.
Akiva.
Jorma.
I wanted to talk to Jorma because he was like talking to Steve and stuff. And I was like, I want to talk to him because he's like, he knew Phil. And I was like,
Which is the one that directed MacGruber?
I think Akiva's the director.
MacGruber's fantastic.
I don't know if he directed that, but he's usually
it's
the director.
Fantastic.
I
want to
see it.
It's way better than it has any right to be.
Yeah. Better than Tommy Boy?
Yes.
That's not
easily.
It, right? No, that's wrong. You see, that was a test. You're supposed
to see. Have you seen Black Sheep?
It's the same movie.
When I was a kid, I was like, oh, these are the same movies.
Yeah.
And then I learned that they're two different titles.
They're two different titles?
No, they're two different movies, but the plot is
exactly
the same.
Is it like No Strings Attached and Just Friends or whatever those two movies?
But it's the same cast.
It's the same cast, too.
Wait, it's the same cast?
It's David Spade and Chris Farley. And so Chris Farley is this fuck-up who comes back to a hometown to help a family member out in some sort of road trip scenario. And David Spade has to go along with him and be the straight man to keep him on track. In both scenarios, one, he's trying to save his dad's company. The other one, he's trying to help
his brother
run for governor of a state. But it's literally the same shit. He gets high in both of them. He fucks up real bad. And by the end, he somehow saves everything. And you're like, it's the same shit. It's the same movie, but they're both amazing. They're both
really good.
Phenomenal movies.
How does that happen?
Let's
do Tommy Boy, but with a little bit of a twist.
Yes, they were like, we love Chris Farley and David Spade, let's do it again. And they're like, Black Sheep.
I think it's fair to say that those movies saved the 90s. And if you guys have any disagreements with me, I won't hear them.
Boom.
I won't hear them.
I'm going to zone out looking at a woman's ass.
I didn't know.
maybe
it was a trick.
Stupid decisions that I don't regret. I moved out to L.A. to for a boy. Which is a stupid thing to do.
I used to tell people,
my excuse was, there's more graphic design opportunities in
LA. Which
is
true.
Which is also true.
Yeah.
Not really the reason I moved out.
No.
But I don't regret regret that because I love LA. Yeah. And this is like my new hometown.
Nice.
So, so that didn't work out, but the city worked out. Yeah. So it's all good.
Guys, if you ever have that kind of scenario, because I've been in similar ones, it's never gone through, but it's like, you know, leading up to it. And then finally we have to have like a real talk and we're like, oh, this doesn't actually work. Don't move for people unless you're like, you're engaged.
I almost
like,
do that for college.
You need a secondary thing. Like, I wouldn't have moved if there were no job opportunities. Mm-hmm. So that helped. But the main reason was the dumb
also
thing.
I'd like to suggest to not work with a significant other.
That's a little rough sometimes.
Yeah,
so you gotta be,
mostly because it's rough for everybody
I'm
around
a little bit
you.
Scared of that.
Yeah, when it's
I've seen a mix of that on two ones where it's just like, ooh, that was a bad idea. But I've also seen it where it's just like, oh no, I'm glad you two are working this like you figured it out.
Because
I've seen when the person is not there at the job and then that person does not work. Because they don't know how to not function without.
See, that's
the other
unhealthy
person.
Too, though.
Oh yeah, but for work wise, when you're trying to just get shit done and you're just like, please just let them be here so that they could get the stuff done. I'd rather that than.
I wonder how Jonathan Nolan and his wife.
Yes,
work.
Emmy? Who?
Emmy? They're producers. Yeah,
Emma Thomas.
It's the same thing. Zack Snyder does the same thing. Hey, yeah.
Who knows?
No. Mind you, in the way when it worked scenario, it did not seem like I knew they were together, but it didn't seem like they had like a romance. It seemed like they were a better working couple than they were actually like a couple. Mm-hmm. And when you found out, like, oh yeah, they're okay. I guess that makes sense. They're efficient, but they didn't seem like romantic.
Might help if they're in different departments too. If one
yeah,
of them
and they
becomes,
were also like the department next door, but that they worked together, but they weren't in the same room.
That can help a lot.
Yeah, like Hannah and I have worked on films together. She's worked on the films that I was directing, and she does makeup, and so it's like
work
in completely separate rooms.
Oh.
But we work well together. Yeah. I mean, you can go over and give her direction or whatever, but like.
Then that works and that's fine.
We're in totally different rooms. So I think that, but if you were like working, if it was like two people producing something and things were really hard and you
and
just
you can't escape that.
Yeah. And you,
but what
and,
about
and
like
you're a, also with them for like, if you live with them, like I live with like you're with them 24 hours for like 4 months as you shoot this thing, like that can be really, with anybody, it would be really difficult.
Cabin fevery.
Yeah. What were you going to say? Who's going to say that?
I was just saying director and actor.
Director and actor would be really hard.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Especially, I feel like it, there are, I'm not going to name names, but I've been on, I was on a set before I worked at SourceFed.
Uh-huh.
Was it before I worked at, it has to be before I worked at SourceFed, where it was a music video, and the actor, who was like a bigger actor, his wife, they were shooting at his house, and his wife was there during the shooting, and he had to like be dancing and like kissing another woman.
Right.
Classic.
And I thought they would be totally fine because they were like bigger, like big, like people that you know. And I thought they would be used to it. And she was not happy.
Wait, did she like snap in the middle of
the
show?
No, she was, you could just tell from her face. She was like, every time they would call action, she'd be like,
you know what my first thought though was on that? It's because it was in their house.
It wasn't in their house. We were just shooting, like, in the yard, like next to their house.
Yeah, kind of the house.
That's too close to home.
Maybe.
I think that's
literally
what that is.
But
literally.
But here's the thing. They ended up getting divorced about a year later.
Classic.
So I don't know.
Classic.
No.
There
was
something.
The wife's name? Sorry, I was going to say. I can get it out of you.
Yeah. One of the people was in Inglorious Bastards.
Mm, that's
that
a big cast.
Indication.
Ah, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
No, definitely not them.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Wink, wink. Not
wink,
them.
Wink.
We get it.
No, it was definitely not them. But it was like that caliber of people where I was like, oh, these people are gonna be just fine. And I was producing the music video, so I was like, they'll be just fine. We'll shoot the house, and like it was not. They weren't. She was not happy. So it was just interesting to see, like, even at that level, that they were still not cool with it, which was hard. You know, to like watch her go through that as a, and I think that might have. I mean, I don't know, speculation, but like it makes me really sad that Anna Faris and.
Oh, it was Anna Faris and Chris Pratt. That was the music video we were shooting.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, you know, like,
I'm really torn sad. On that so much because a part of me is just like, yeah, that's a real bummer, and the other part of me is like, oh, Chris Pratt's hanging.
Hey. One time.
Hi. Hello. But also, that's really sad.
Yeah.
Generally, that sucks.
One time, or the first time I was hanging out with Mr. Darren Gerdner and people when I started working at like the DeFranco offices. We all hung out, and it was the first time hanging out, and we were having fun, and I had a little too much fun, but we weren't doing anything crazy. We were just sitting around a table having great conversations, but I just wasn't pacing myself because I was just so excited because not because of who they were. It was just like, oh, this is like I get to make friends now at work, which is really cool because my first like real job. You know, real job. And I was like,
oh wait, I had to flash back, and I'm like, oh baby Sam with the bow tie.
First few months working there. No, before that, like baby. Yeah. And I was like, excuse me, and I went to the bathroom and vomited so much.
I did the same thing when I went to. I was in the theater like a first party. I'm seeing everyone that I hang out at theater. We're gonna chill out. This is gonna be great. And I did the same
all
thing.
All of it.
Yeah.
Just everything in me.
I don't know
how
I got home.
And I was like the living room. I was like, hey, this is a cool couch. And I just laid there and I went to sleep.
Do you guys remember when we went to the trampoline place?
Yeah.
The first, it was like one of my first, it was like my first month there or so. Mm. And we went to the trampoline place next to, remember we did the thing, Darren, you and I did the thing, Sky High, where we jumped over the thing that was spinning.
It's like a hydraulic stick with padding.
Yeah.
And it spins around and tries to knock you off this
little
podium.
I might have that footage.
It's so goddamn fun. Because you immediately get tired after the first jump and you're like, it's still coming. You can't duck.
So we did that and I was so excited because it was like my first.
Did you like bust your ankle?
No. So we were jumping on the trampolines and I was like going fucking full out, like just as, and nobody knows this because it was my first week there and I didn't want to tell anybody. But after we did that, and then we went and jumped more, and everybody was still out there, and I was like, oh, I'm going to run to the restroom. I went to the restroom and just threw up everywhere. I just threw up so much.
That's so funny.
And then I came back and kept going because I was like, I don't want it to be awkward.
Yeah.
I had clips from that day. I want to say the vlog's probably called Boys on Trampolines. I think I just named it because it was like everyone was being a goof.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
You could probably see me get really pale at one point and then reappear with color back
in
my face.
That's just how you look when you work out, man. Yeah. It's all good.
I've done that at like, same thing, out dancing, group of friends, but I'm like really tense and anxious for whatever reason. While dancing, but I don't have any shame about it. I'm like, whoever I was dancing was like, I'm gonna go puke. And I just went.
Man, I've not puked in years.
Or if you were making out with somebody, you're like, I'm just gonna go puke.
Wait.
Did you do that? Please.
I've done that. I was being driven home and I was nauseous because I drank too much, but I was being driven home. And then like, it was like end of the night thing at the car. Kiss, and then I went, oh, I don't feel good. And then I went, open the door, and then puked, and he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. I just gotta go lay down. And he's like, all right. Still went on a few dates after that, so it was still fine.
Yeah, there you go.
But, like, it was, you know, it happens. I puke frequently, as you guys know. Like, I do that.
Yeah,
it's kind of.
I don't like puking.
I haven't puked in probably decades.
That's
don't
probably
be
bad
lactose
for you.
Intolerant and don't be super sensitive to alcohol mixed with dairy.
I mean, so far I'm doing pretty old.
I do not like dairy based alcoholic beverages.
Like a white Russian. I haven't had a Kahlua in like a decade.
You're probably not missing out.
No, those used to be my favorites. I used to love like eggnog, all that stuff, putting rum in it. It's just the pills don't work.
I'll make you mold wine. It's the best.
Mold wine?
Mold wine is the shit. M-O-U-L-D.
It's so good.
Warm. Oh,
okay. You boil wine in a
Louis
in a
had
big,
the same reaction.
I know. It's really big
like
in like Europe and stuff.
Yeah.
I think sangria, but like an apple cider, hot apple cider.
Why is it called mold wine? Why you gotta ruin it?
It's German.
Why you gotta ruin it?
It's also called Glühwein because it's German.
No, like,
it's great.
Oktoberfest.
It's so good.
It's like spicy apple cider, but it's wine and it's like, it's so good.
When we were in Europe, we'd get it every morning because it's a vacation and we're not driving, so we just walk around Europe and we'd be drinking this like really hot wine when it's cold out and be like, I'm drunk
amazing.
In public. It's amazing.
That sounds so
and you,
much fun.
And you get extra cocky when it comes to like trying out your French. You're like, bonjour.
Omelette du fromage.
They
know I learned
that
from
English.
Dexter's Laboratory.
That's my,
that's
my go-to for that.
That's what my friend kept saying.
Gang Tartakovsky.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
It's a
cheese omelet.
Cheese omelet.
People are just bringing you cheese omelets.
Omelette du fromage.
Omelette du fromage.
I just heard omelette du fromage.
Omelette.
Yeah, I didn't hear words. Yeah. I was just like, oh, you're just saying something.
French curse word? Merde.
Merde.
Shit.
Merde.
Merde. Is that just
that's
Spanish?
Spanish, the same word.
There you go. We learned two curse words. Merde. M-E-R-D. Merde.
Yeah, but what is it?
Shit.
Shit.
Oh, okay.
Shit.
Mierde.
Shit.
re-edit and just hand
it's
shit.
It's fun to learn. I would learn new curse words, and I'd be practicing them under my breath, and I'm like, oh, wait, that's bad. That's a shitty thing to do.
You're in the country?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, not a good idea.
I really like putain de merde. It just means, like, fucking shit, and it's just like, I think that's so
that
cool.
That sounds cool. Putain de merde. Like
putain de merde.
Your mouth has to do a lot of things.
Yeah, putain de merde, and it's like, I was like, just, like, practicing it over and over again. I'm like, wait, don't. Don't do that.
You just go
in my
do
head,
that.
I'm like, I know all the Spanish curse words, and I don't want to do
They're
it.
They're so fun. So much fun.
But I just, a part of me is just, like, I'm getting, like, little flashbacks of... Like, just being scolded for saying so. Malcriado, I think, was my favorite. Which I think is just bastard. Mm-hmm. Like, malcreation is the...
Oh,
holy
that's cool.
Shit. Malcreation?
Yeah, malcriado.
That's pretty insulting.
Puto malcriado.
That stings more than
yeah, I can't
does.
Think of the answer to the question. I'm sorry.
I know, I can't... The only thing that I can think of... It was, like, things that you've...
You
stupid decisions you've
times.
Made. Stupid decisions that you've made that you don't regret.
Yeah.
It leads to funny stories. That's usually what.
Yeah.
The
only one that I can think of, I've already talked about, which is the time that I cheated on my Spanish test.
Yes.
Was that episode one or two?
That was episode one, I think.
I think it was the first episode, or was it the one with Ava?
I think it was the one with Ava.
Whichever the one with Ava was, I think it was that one. So if you want that story, go back there. But I basically cheated on one Spanish final, and got away with it. But I took drastic measures to get away with it. That was a really dumb decision, but I don't regret it because now I get to have that.
You're fluent in Spanish.
Now I have no idea any words.
I think
in Spanish.
All mine are all travel based. It's just me going last minute, like, I'm gonna go there.
Yeah.
And then I went and I was like, ooh, that wasn't a good decision. My wallet's gonna not enjoy that, but I had a fun experience.
I did that twice this year. I did that twice this year. Probably not the smartest financial decision, but real fun.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you just gotta make
those
decisions.
It's not like you had a big financial change in your life, so
you know,
right?
It didn't sting too bad.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much. We're at
super long episode.
An hour 20, yeah.
You're welcome.
Let's even it out to an even three.
But thank you guys so much for coming, and thanks for stopping by.
What
did
we talk about? Oh, the movie thing.
The movie
thing.
Yeah.
That was ages ago.
Long time ago.
But
Sam got drunk, vomited in that
time.
Yeah.
That's all we talked about.
Check this cup.
But where can they find you? I mean, I assume most of the people listening to this know where you are, but if they don't, where can they find you?
Go for it, DJ.
OnlyStupidAnswers.com is where we have all our social media and all our episodes. Mm-hmm. You go to Twitter at OnlyStupidAnswers.
Yank out the vowels from stupid.
again, if you're OnlyStupidAnswers.com, it's where you can find our podcast every place you want to be.
Check out patreon.com/onlystupidanswers because we have bonus episodes there. We have video podcasts there. We have movie nights. We have Google Hangouts. We have care packages.
Yeah, and when you sign up to whichever tier you choose, you get all of the backlog of that tier. So it's a bunch of stuff.
You just gotta scroll through it.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Nah. Yeah, it's real cool. We just sent out our first batch of care packages, and
that's
sweet.
Isn't that where we... Didn't I see you?
That's where you ran in?
Yeah!
So I ran into Sam and DJ at Meltdown, the comic shop, and... In Hollywood.
Yeah.
And that day, it was really weird. It was a really weird day because...
Yeah, especially at Meltdown.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was a really weird day because you guys were like, oh, well, I guess we'll just go to Meltdown. You were telling the story about how you were just like, oh, I guess we'll go to Meltdown because that isn't the normal comic shop you go to.
Yeah, and we had a bunch of options and we weren't even planning on going to that day to begin with. And just, it was weird.
We weren't going to go to Meltdown. Hannah and I went, but we weren't going to go to Meltdown because we were looking for X-Wing pieces for the X-Wing game. And we were like, maybe they'll have them. We'll go and just see what new stuff is out.
Yes.
And so we weren't going to go at all. And then we were like, we'll just run by because it's on our way and so to the other shop. And so we did, and we stopped in. And not only did we run into DJ and Sam, but also at that very same time, there was a man who came into Meltdown Comics, tried to read the comic, like, tried to grab a bunch of comics and sit down at the table and read them. The owner went over, apparently, allegedly, and told him, you can't do that. The guy freaked the fuck out and, like, started tearing things off of all the shelves and then attacked the owner or the manager or whatever.
Yeah, he threw a giant
You guys saw better than I did. I caught the tail end of it.
If you've ever been to Meltdown, there's a big statue as soon as you enter, like, the spaceman. He shoved the owner into it and it fell and broke an arm off, which was a bummer.
It's like a $5,000 statue or something.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But as that was occurring, as the very tail end of that was happening, I walk in and I'm like, what? Because the comics were like everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're all over the floor. And I walk in, I'm like, what happened? And then I see Sam stand up holding a comic. I'm like, yep. What is happening?
Yeah. It was a weird day.
It was a real weird day.
I was trying to steal comics, but you came in and ruined it.
No, Sam was being a nice boy and was picking up some comics.
So, yeah, our care packages. But also, if you want to find Sam, you can find him at Sam Basher.
Oh, yeah, at Sam Basher.
Every place.
Are your care packages, is it like your version of like a loot crate? Is that what that is?
A little bit, yeah. A little loot crate.
Oh,
it's got
yeah.
It's got, well, just a tease of one, because we're prepping our next one right now.
Oh, yeah, we are.
I'm excited. I have Fantastic Fest stuff in it, but we had a bunch of graphic novels. We had handwritten letters from each other.
Yes.
We had
to each other.
Yeah, to each other. Yeah. Not involving the people, but then posters and T-shirts and stuff like that.
So that's really cool.
You got your money's worth. Also, after shipping, it maybe was even.
Yeah, and then at DJ Talks Trash for me. DJ Talks Trash.
Yes,
there it is.
Every place that matters.
Cool. That's awesome. Ooh. And thanks again to HelloFresh.
Oh, HelloFresh.
Thanks again
to
HelloFresh.
Get your food to be fresh. And hello.
It was very good.
Oh, hello, it's
you
fresh.
Can use, you can use the promo code WSL30 at HelloFresh.com to get $30 off your first purchase. And
oh, hell yeah.
And then you'll help us out a little bit, too, and try it out.
It's
really,
really neat to just get
it's
a
actually
box
really
of
cool.
food just
yeah.
showing up. You're like,
we got
oh.
our we got our box of food, and we're like, you mean we don't have to? We could just make food. Like yeah. it's all.
We got a free apron.
We did get a free
yeah.
apron.
Yeah, they give you free aprons.
Those
yeah.
are pretty cool.
I have like three of them, but like I'm happy.
Do you wear aprons when you cook?
Well, now I do. I have so many.
Now you have HelloFresh.
I throw them away right after.
You just use them disposable.
Yeah.
Like napkins.
I love it. Well, thank you guys again for stopping by, and
yes, yeah.
and we'll have you guys on again when we're doing the Oscars thing.
And you'll ooh. Come on to ours.
Yeah,
we gotta do a crossover on you guys.
Mega one. We just need you to bring mics.
we got plenty of mics. Look at Luis could just take his
I'm
right off.
I'm ready to go.
Yay!
All right,
and we'll play it out with the theme song.
Goodbye.
I want the ringtone for that.